News. I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report.
Governor Tim Walz is giving food banks a $4 million boost as the emergency food system braces for the temporary pause of SNAP benefits due to the federal government shutdown. The Minnesota Reformer reports Walz made the announcement on Monday during a visit to the Open Door Food Shelf in Eagan. SNAP is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as food stamps. Recipients will not receive their benefits in the month of November unless Congress reconvenes and passes a spending bill. That means the 440,000 Minnesotans who typically rely on SNAP for food are likely to seek help from food shelves instead. Most SNAP recipients are children, seniors, and people with disabilities. The money comes from the Department of Human Services budget. Most is from the Human Services Fund, which is intended for emergency services. The rest is from the Family First Prevention Services Act, which is meant to support at-risk children and families. Walz said members of Congress need to, quote, get back to work. But he also said that Democrats should continue to refuse to vote for a budget bill that doesn't include health care subsidies for, quote, as long as it takes. The Beltrami County Board of Commissioners has unanimously approved a plan to demolish the current jail facility once the new one is built. Administrator Tom Berry says the jail steering committee was in favor of the demolish option, given that the budget for this portion of the project is $8.5 million and the county may have future space needs.
We're not growing more land downtown. We're already somewhat constrained on the campus that we have now. We don't want to consume any more taxable land and take that off the taxable roll. And so instead, we need to be better stewards of preserving and repurposing existing land that we have.
Construction of the new jail facility is so far on time and on budget, with commissioners also virtually touring the progress during their October 21st work session. Beltrami County voters overwhelmingly supported a special sales tax to fund the construction of a new jail facility in 2023. Dollars generated from that tax would also fund the demolition of the current jail. Tearing down the existing jail and constructing a new sallyport, a type of garage door that allows for secure transport of incarcerated people, on the Judicial Center is expected to be the least costly option at just over $6 million. A partial remodel or a complete remodel was also considered, but the price tag increases by the millions for retrofitting the nearly 40-year-old correctional facility. 13 school districts in northern Minnesota are asking voters for financial support in special elections on Tuesday, November 4th. Early absentee and early in-person voting has been underway for these districts since September 19th, with many offering additional early voting hours this weekend. Clearbrook-Gonvick is one of those districts. It is returning to voters for a capital bond request to address school building needs after voters rejected one in 2023. The dollar amount is bigger, from $28 million to nearly $35 million, but the district says a revamped plan made with community stakeholders includes more spaces for classrooms and technical training. Some districts are asking for more flexible funding via operating levies. While capital bonds can only be used on structures, operating levies go into a district's general fund, which is used for things like payroll and other operating expenses. Find out more information on how to vote in special school elections with our guide at kaxe.org. Scores of Northland athletes will race in the state cross-country meet Saturday. Megan Buffington has the details.
Greenway, Nashua, Keewatin, and Wadena Deer Creek qualified both their girls' and boys' teams at section meets last week. It will be the GNK boys' 10th straight appearance and the girls' second after they qualified for the first time last season. Also returning to state is last year's single-A champion Staples Motley senior Audrey Brownell. She is one of six section champs from northern Minnesota this season. In total, 37 individual Northland athletes and 12 teams will race at the University of Minnesota's Les Bolstad Golf Course on Saturday. Find more on the meet and the qualifiers at kaxe.org. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at kaxe.org, where you can also find content from our Music Phonology and Morning Show teams. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.